courtside now at the Cajun Dome on this Ford Locker Room wrap-up, joined by the hero, Elijah McCadden. 21 points overall, 30 minutes of action. 17 of that came in the second half, but you scored Georgia Southern's final 7 points, including those two free throws with 17 seconds left. Begin with the fact that you guys came back from 8 down in such a short amount of time. How did you stay together and earn this victory?
Really, just like you said, we stayed together.
22. Okay, Louisiana.
It's been a tough past couple games. We finally bounced back against Monroe. We wanted to keep that momentum going ahead against Lafayette. And those final few minutes was just us sticking together, playing as a team, and really wanting to win.
You had to grind your way through that ULM game on Thursday. You were up for most of it in this one. There were a lot of swings in this game. There ended up being 13 lead changes, 9 ties. But to simply maintain your mental focus, something that Coach Berg has talked about for 2 years, what seemed to click as you guys started to get those stops down the stretch?
Like you said, it's been 2 years that he's talked about it. So over time, you know, it's just – it becomes a part of our identity, who we are. So just staying together and fighting through, you know, those tough times when the battles come, just staying together as a team and knowing that we can get through it and beat anybody.
All right, when you got to the line with a chance to win, and I thought about the two free throws that you made against Arkansas State 2 years ago at Hander, those would have been the game winner. They end up winning it on senior day. But to step up on the road to do it in a place where they lead the league in attendance, it's a hostile environment, they really picked up the atmosphere, especially in the second half. How do you stay calm in that situation?
It wasn't too difficult. I've shot thousands and thousands of free throws.
I've watched you, I know.
Yeah, I've shot plenty of free throws. So, I don't really think too much about it. It's just another shot that I practiced when I get there.
You had to run a lot more point in that second half once Trey had those 4 fouls with just a little bit more than 18 and a half minutes to play. Look, I know that the turnovers were there when the Cajuns started pressing, but to simply be able to stick to it and find your groove, when you're in the middle of those timeouts and those media timeouts, what's Coach saying to keep you guys on course to simply just be able to stick with it?
I mean, as a team, we knew we were in the game the whole time. And they went on runs. We went on runs. So, really, I mean, we knew the whole time. We knew it wasn't going to be an easy win the whole time, so just sticking together throughout the whole thing. I mean, he's just emphasized, really rebounding was the biggest thing tonight. You know, they got a lot of bigs and they good rebounding team, so that was the biggest thing for us. I think we ended up out rebounding. And I mean, that was big key in us winning the game.
Yeah, you guys win the battle of the glass 37-33 as part of a 66-65 win, so that turned out to be really important. But you've been a part of a lot of wins at Georgia Southern your last 4 years. It's an immediate reaction, but where would you put this one to be able to do this on the road?
I wouldn't know exactly where to rank it. Like you said, we've had a lot of wins, especially my freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah, baby!
Teams, but it's definitely probably a top 5 win, especially coming here going through the program.
Give me that steak!
This is definitely one of the better ones in probably my 4 years here.
Proud of you guys. Great stuff. Good job.
Appreciate it.
We'll get head coach Brian Berg here in just a moment. It's a final score at the Cajun Dome. Eagles with a 10-1 run the last 3 minutes. They beat the Cajun 66-65. Take a break. Be right back on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.